We went up to the hill then whenever we were old enough that we just didn't need anything immediately, you know, if off went wrong. And in that days it would be an old bomber in the taxi. You know. So now I was on the hill on the high hill till I was 10 years old, and that was when my dad saw it and come to Ballywalter. Whenever we were on it in them days, my ma washed with the washbirds.
Right.
And there was no electric ever on it when we were on it. Mm-hmm. And she kept a cow and a calf when it came around that time of the year. And the calf would have been reared up and sowed maybe at 6 months. And the cow would have been put on the calf again, and that brought the good milk. There was mare, dogs, as I say, and sheep. And maybe in them days, maybe mare, pigs, and kai, as they would have said. And she would have been out in the morning, one of the time, tucked in us out below the arm, and had Elian sitting in the cot beside her when she milked the cow. And she would have come in, and it was put into a big enamel dish, strained through a strainer, with a bit of gauze on it. That would be what we would use for straining vegetables half the day. And then she would have skimped the cream off it. And it would have been put into a churn. And she churned it then, and then made it into butter. All the water was carried for the wall garden, which was about, it was 150, 1200 yards down the field in the wall garden. And that was brought up and put on a big...
Did you have a pump in that, or did you just put it?
There was a pump. There was three water sources on the farm. There was a pump down at the bottom of the hill, between the bottom of the lane and McCracken's. Then there was a wall at the end of the loaning, just as you come off the hill. Now, my dad would have put an odd bag of lime on it, but it never was used. He would have drew the water off of the pigs or something that got in the yard.
That was for livestock, that you
know. Then the water down the wall garden was brought up in a white enamel bucket, and it was cooped into a crock in the scullery. Now, the scullery was away for the heat, and that was a cool place. You could have put anything in there and kept it, because there was no fridges or nothing. If there was a fowl or anything killed, or off they got there, a duck shot. We were reared and pigeons and ducks and rabbits and stuff. We never got meat. The only thing you got was maybe, if you were lucky, you got a leg of lamb or a turkey at Christmas. And my ma baked soda bread up until we left the farm in the griddle. She baked it here, done here today, but you know, no as much. It was baked every day. There was eggs put in the oven and baked in the oven. So many different things, so different ways, you know.
That's right,
and she had a respond, and it was lovely. When we came home from the school, we got a baked egg. We thought this was brilliant, the way it was done in the oven, knowing the old range, because it was slowly cooked. Oh,
that
were lovely.
Heard of that in my life.
Or whenever I was away, and whenever we were on the boat, my ma was busy. Yeah. One of the times she done it for us, we used to make what you called bread pudding.
Panera.
We call it, they call it bread pudding.
It was a big plain loaf in them days, and you get a sliced or as thick as you want it, and cut her up into these squares, put her in the dish, put the warm water on her to warm her, drained it off, and then you see the milk of the cow boy with the cream on it, and then a taste of sugar over the top of it. By sale, you could eat on by for long.
Maybe it's a bit of corn on it.
That's right.
My granddad made it with a black tea.
The tape one
had been lying in the fire.
To warm it.
For an hour.
How many
times? Maybe stewed. Well, he did that over the top of it.
That was lovely.
You'd hear the slurps and slithers of them going through
That's right, it was lovely, boy. Well, I mean, we would come home for the school, we would have got maybe that, and that would have kept us going to Madakam home for the Ulster Transport Authority's UTA in them days. And he came in off an old motorbike. If it was a really bad night, my ma would have had the spuds on, because we would have dug spuds and there was carrots growing. Mm-hmm. When my dad would have had a garden with all that stuff in it. You couldn't afford to buy it. And then maybe where you would have got it wasn't a great quality on it. You could agree better stuff from the farm yourself. You know, that's the way it was just. Way back in them days, even whenever our farm was going, I mean, every field had a name. And when you came out our door and looked down the first hill where the daffodils was there, Charlie grew, that was Big Wally's hill. And my dad says there was a man in time, Wally Bryce, there was 10 acres on it, laboured that field with a spade. And then the next field run then was the planting field, because it lay into, Thompson's planting field.
Yes.
There was another field beyond that, next McCracken's, was Urban's now. Then when you come across the Lonan, the next field was the Point Hill, because it went into a wee point. And then the inn next to the fourth then, up the side of the Lonan, that was across from Big Wally's Hill, was the front hill, because it looked next to the road, you see. Then the back hill was the inn there, which was very steep, where the mill came in and all the milling was done. And then the field next to that, between that and the wild garden, was the churn hill. For my dad, say when he was away, there was a churn there, that's where the motorbike was kept, in that old house and below there, and there was a hole out through the wa, and there was a horse churn there. And the horse was hooked up, and that went round, and that churned the milk. And my dad says, old Tom, when he was a fresh man, was it about, he was only a youngster at the time, he says he had a big whisker, oh, 18 inches long, and he said he took the top off every now and again, looked in to see who the milk was then. And he says, this next day we're staying, he says, when he took the top off, he says, I hot the horse and the rump. And he said the butter milk was out of the top of his head. And he said if he'd have gotten that next to the kilt. And then there was the two bogs at the bottom of that, and that you'd have got a shot at ducks there down at the lint hole. That's where they used to rot the lint and that, you know. But everything, see, same with the road there. That wee hill down there at the back of Thompson's, between Thompson's there, you know, the two bits of ground on each side over the plant, that was the flush brae. That wee hill you came down there. I suppose maybe a flush of water coming down, it would have got its name. And Big Jones' brae was the wee brae coming up next to Frankie McCracken's there, where James McCracken then was reared there. Or where Frankie was reared. That was Jones's Bray. And all these wee bits in the road, but I had a name for all these. Curdy Brigg there and them all. You know, they all had their names.
That's what we say.
But they're day and out, you see.
They're being lost. They're
but it was so much more because my dad said when they came home for church on a Sunday and the dinner was got and the sort of bread was baked and that and the eggs gillered of the hens. They were into the hens in a big way at a time. Yeah. And trap was brought out and yoked up, and they would have visited three of their family this Sunday, and then would have went and visited another three the next Sunday, and that's who the time was spent at the weekend. That's when you came home for church, you went and visited, running in the pony and trap, and you took eggs to them, or you took buttermilk or milk or a bit of sort of bread that was baked.
Hey, something.
He had to go out and do his bit when he was away in life. You see, when there was an auction, if my dad and them, the way they worked was when they had horses in them days, as I say, mare horses than kai, and mare dogs than sheep. Mm-hmm. Well, when they were having an auction, it was to sell horses. Right. They had three foals coming on every year. Six quarter foals, they would have sold them. And then there was another three following up, and they would have bred three every year, and they kept a couple or three horses or maybe four horses working on the farm all the time. Even though it was only 47 acres, it took that amount of horses to work them.